Das Jazzstudio Nürnberg präsentiert Jazztime Nürnberg.
Heute mit Ulrich Wallauer Faderl und eine Sendung über den Sänger, Texter und Komponisten Oscar Brown Jr.
Dream of a land my soul is from. I hear a hand stroke on a drum. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue. Elegant boy, beautiful girl, dancing for joy, delicate whirl. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue. Two young lovers are face to face, with undulating grace. They gently sway, then slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue. Whispering trees echo their sighs, passionate pleas, tender replies. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue. Lovers in flight, upward they glide, burst at the height, slowly subside. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue. And my slumbering fantasy assumes reality, until it seems it's not a dream. The two are you and me. Shades of delight, Cocohue, rich as a night, Afro blue.
Afro Blue. Der oder die ein oder andere Zuhörerin wird sie vielleicht erkannt haben. Die Melodie von Mongo Santa Maria, die vor allem durch die Interpretation von John Coltrane Berühmtheit erlangt hat. Mit einem Text aus eigener Feder versehen, war sie hier zu hören in der Interpretation von Oscar Brown Jr. Es gehörte zu den Spezialitäten dieses am 10. Oktober 1926 in Chicago geborenen afroamerikanischen Künstlers, dass er Texte verfasste zu bekannten amerikanischen Jazz-Standards und damit Versionen dieser Nummern ins Leben rief, die ihrerseits wieder den Charakter häufig interpretierter Standards annahmen. So wurde die eben gehörte von Oscar Brown selbst vorgetragene Textversion von Afro Blue später interpretiert von den Sängerinnen Diana Reeves, Dee Bridgewater, Liz Wright und vielen anderen. Es werden noch einige weitere dieser, wie ich finde, interessanten Gesangsversionen bekannter Jazz-Standards zu hören sein in diesem Porträt von Oscar Brown Jr. heute bei Jazztime Nürnberg auf UKW 94,5, der Welle von Radio F. An Mikrofon und Mischpult Ulrich Wallauer-Faderl. So geht es nun weiter mit einer Komposition des Pianisten Bobby Timmons, die er gemeinsam mit dem Saxophonisten Cannonball Adderley bekannt gemacht hat. Dead Deer. Hier in der Interpretation von Oscar Brown Jr. ¶¶
daddy, what that there? And why that under there? And oh daddy, oh hey daddy, hey look it over there. Hey, what they doing there? And where they going there? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who that in my chair? And what she doing there? And oh daddy, oh hey daddy, can I go over there? Hey daddy, what's a square? And where do we get air? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, man, he doesn't want anything here. He's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like daddy, can I have that big elephant over there? Don't wanna comb my hair, and wear my teddy bear, and oh daddy, oh hey, look at the cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? And daddy, can I have that big elephant over there?
The time will march, the years will go, the little fella's gonna grow. I gotta tell him what he needs to know, help him along so he'll know right from wrong. Gotta make him strong as life's parade goes trudging by. He'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try best that I can. Gonna help him to plan so he'll be a man. You give a kid your best, and you hope he'll pass the test when you finally send him out into the world somewhere. But though he's grown, I'm betting I never will forget. Daddy, can I have a big elephant over there? Hey, what they doing there? And how you work that there? And oh, daddy, oh, hey, daddy, hey, what that say up there? Hey, daddy, what is fair? How come I gotta share? And daddy, can I have a big elephant over there?
That Deer, eine Komposition von Bobby Timmons in der Interpretation von Oscar Brown Jr. Und hier gleich noch ein berühmter Standard der amerikanischen Jazzgeschichte, diesmal aus der Feder des Trompeters Nat Adderley, des Bruders von Cannonball Adderley, der berühmte Work Song in der Interpretation von Oscar Brown Jr.
Big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that oughta get it. Been working and working, but I still got the table long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. There, I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long to go. And did you say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco? I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. But hold it steady right there while I hit it. There, I reckon that ought to get it. Been awakened and awakened, but I still got so terrible long to go. Wanna see my sweet honey baby? Wanna break this chain off and run? I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right
there while I hit it. There, I reckon that ought to get it. Been wicked and wicked, but I still got the table long to go. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and saving my time.
Nat Adderleys Work Song in der Version von Oscar Brown Jr., die ihrerseits wiederum von vielen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern in ihr Repertoire aufgenommen worden ist, unter anderem von Nina Simone. Unter anderem auf ihrem Album Forbidden Fruit aus dem Jahr 1961. Alle drei der bisher gehörten Nummern von Oscar Brown Jr. stammen von dessen Debütalbum Sin and Soul and Then Some, das im Jahr 1960 von dem Label Columbia Records veröffentlicht wurde. Auf dieser Scheibe ist auch die folgende Nummer zu hören, deren Text und Musik von Oscar Brown Jr. stammt. Die Geschichte eines Typen, der sich nicht als ganz so locker erweist, wie er sich zunächst gerne sieht. But I was cool.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. So I went for the road, it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, play it cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
But I was cool. Oscar Brown Jr. auf seinem Debütalbum Sin and Soul and Then Some aus dem Jahr 1961. Browns Talent zur Komposition und zum Songwriting waren schon frühzeitig von anderen Kollegen und Kolleginnen erkannt worden. So findet sich auf Abby Lincolns Album That's Him aus dem Jahr 1957 auch ein Song von Oscar Brown Jr., Strong Man. Und auch Mahalia Jackson hat auf ihrem 1960 erschienenen Album Come On Children, Let's Sing eine Komposition von Oscar Brown Jr. mit aufgenommen. Brown Baby. Einen wichtigen Beitrag hat Oscar Brown Jr. auch für ein berühmtes Album des Schlagzeugers Max Roach geliefert. Sämtliche Texte der 1960 erschienenen Scheibe We Insist, Freedom Now Suite stammen aus seiner Feder. So auch der Text des Driver Man, hier vorgetragen von Abby Lincoln.
Driver man, he made a life, but the mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow, better finish out your row. Keep a moving with that plow, driver man will show you how. Get to work and root that stump. Driver man'll make you jump. Better make your hammer ring. Driver man'll start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind. Driver man and quitting time.
Mammy ain't his wife.
chopping cotton, don't be slow. Better finish out your row. Keep a moving with that plow. Drive a man will show you how. Get to work and root that stump. Drive a man will make you jump. Better make your hammer ring. Drive a man will start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind. Drive a man and quitting time. Drive a man to kind of boss. Ride a man and lead a horse. When his cat or nine tail fly, you'll be happy just to die. Run away and you'll be found by his big old red bone hound. Paddy Roller bring you back, make you sorry you is black. Drive a man he made a light, but a mammy ain't his wife. Ain't but two things on my mind. Drive a man and quitting time.
Drive a man mit einem Text von Oscar Brown Jr. von dem berühmten Album We Insist Freedom Now Suite aus dem Jahr 1960 von Max Roach. Zu hören auf dieser Scheibe sind Abby Lincoln Gesang, Booker Little Trompete, Julian Priest Posaune, Walter Benton Tenorsaxophon, Coleman Hawkins Tenorsaxophon, James Shank Bass, Michael Olatunji Congas, Raymond Thieler und Thomas Duval Percussion und Max Roach am Schlagzeug. Sein Mitwirken an der Freedom Now Suite war der markante Ausdruck von Oscar Brown Jr.'s politischem Engagement, das sein ganzes privates wie künstlerisches Leben prägte. Schon früh, so ist auf Wikipedia nachzulesen, war Brown politisch engagiert. Mit 19 Jahren war er der Kommunistischen Partei beigetreten und mit 29 wieder ausgetreten, weil es auch dort Rassisten gab. Mit 21 war er der erste Radiomoderator, der eine tägliche Nachrichtensendung speziell für Afroamerikaner gestaltete. Die Negro News Front. Mehrmals wurde die Sendung nicht ausgestrahlt, weil sie den Verantwortlichen zu politisch war und 1952 schließlich ganz eingestellt. Es war sicherlich dieses politische Engagement, unter dem Oscar Brown Jr.'s Karriere als Sänger litt und verhinderte, dass er zu einem Star der Szene wurde. Trotzdem ist es ihm gelungen, einige bemerkenswerte und viel beachtete Platten auf den Markt zu bringen, vor allem für das Label Columbia Records. Seinem dritten Album Between Heaven and Hell aus dem Jahr 1962 entstammt die folgende Nummer: World Full of Grey.
When I was a lad, simple notions I had. There was wrong, here was right. It was plain black and white. Oh, but now that I'm grown, in the world on my own, the scenes I survey show nothing but gray. The sun doesn't shine down on my street. Skies look as heavy as lead. The grass blends right into the concrete. Since I woke up one day to discover a world full of gray. The bright spots, the lights that could lead me ahead. not a looked in the right spots. Nothing bright, nothing gay, just a muddy old world full of gray. When I was a child, I thought Dame Fortune's smile. Life became a parade, and a man had it made. Oh, but now I'm a man, and at crossroads I stand, confronted with doubt, no tender bud. At night, in my sleep, I hear voices. I'm never quite certain what's said. They offer me too many choices. There's no black, there's no white. Where's wrong, where is right? I'm confused and unable to say. Does a man find his way in a world full of gray?
A World Full of Gray von dem 1962 erschienenen Album Between Heaven and Hell. Auf dieser Scheibe ist auch eine Nummer von Oscar Brown Jr. zu finden, die die Sängerin Abby Lincoln bereits ein Jahr zuvor auf ihrem Album Straight Ahead veröffentlicht hat. When Melindy Sings.
Miss Lucy, put that music book away. What's the use to keep on trying if you practice till you're gray? You can't start no notes of flying like the ones that rants and rings from the kitchen to the big woods when Melindy sings. Easy enough for folks to holler, looking at the lines and dots, when they no one can sense it, and the tune comes in spots. But for real melodious music that just strikes your heart and clings, just stand and listen with me when Melindy sings. Oh, it's sweeter than the music of an educated band, and it's dearer than the battle songs of triumph in the land. It seems holier than evening when those silent church bells ring, as I sit and calmly listen when Melindy sings. Uh-huh.
stop that barking, hear me? Manzie, make that child keep still. Can't you hear the echoes calling from the valley to the hill? Let me listen, I can hear it through the brush of angels' wings. Soft and sweet, swing low, sweet chariot, when Melindy sings.
When Melindy Sings. Musik und Text von Oscar Brown Jr. Hier interpretiert von Abby Lincoln Gesang, Booker Little Trompete, Julian Priester Posaune, Eric Dolphy am Altsaxophon, Walter Benton am Tenorsaxophon, Mel Waldron am Piano, Art Davis am Bass und Max Roach am Schlagzeug. Das Original dieses Songs ist, wie gesagt, zu finden auf dem dritten Album von Oscar Brown Jr. aus dem Jahr 1962, Between Heaven and Hell. Ein Jahr später bereits, also 1963, hat Oscar Brown Jr. sein viertes und damit letztes Album bei Columbia Records veröffentlicht. Es trägt den Titel Oscar Brown Jr. Tells It Like It Is. Darauf zu finden unter anderem die folgende Nummer. Man, Earnest Boy.
Man, Earnest Boy, you into something now. And I've been telling folks all he's nowhere. You really had me in your trick bag. Wow. You almost got me thinking I'm the square. You're making all the money, all the bras. You cop the car, your closet's full of clothes. Man, you're pulling off the sweetest of all frauds. You sure had me fooled with that righteous pose. Man, Earnest Boy, you after my own heart. Why, you dropped that city nonsense just like that. Abandoned ship, deserted it, got smart, and showed the world you know just where it's at. The trouble with most colored people is we just don't know how to grab things for ourselves. We let this white man claim the world is his and then sell us high-priced pieces off his shelves. Man, Earnest Boy, you get yourself some cash and go get integrated in some banks. And never mind these church folks talking trash. When they say, wait for heaven, say no thanks. Don't preach to me, just pay me what I'm worth. Yeah. And then put your money in some real estate. Get your reward while you're right here on earth. And if there is a heaven, let it wait. Folks yelling sell out cause you getting rich. Can't stand to see a brother get ahead. They call you Uncle Tom, now that's a switch. But you pay no mind to all that's being said. Forget them poor sharecroppers, let them plow. Sit in, fit in, get in best way they can. Cause, Earnest Boy, you into something now. Me, I'm glad to see you with it, man.
Man, Earnest Boy von dem 1963 erschienenen Album Oscar Brown Jr. Tells It Like It Is. Diese Platte hat es verdient, dass hier in dieser Sendung von Jazztime Nürnberg mit einem musikalischen Porträt von Oscar Brown Jr. noch weitere Stücke gespielt werden. So zum Beispiel dieses hier, The Tree and Me. ¶¶
carve no cold headstone for me, but rather plant a sapling tree and lay my ashes 'neath its foot. So through my body it takes root. Then as the seasons come and go, my monument and I will grow. Wave bright green flags at summer sky, and harbor birds who happen by. We'll bronze each autumn, bloom with spring, and wear the white coats winters bring. The tree I marry with my dust will husband me with rooted thrusts. Our seed will scatter far and wide across God's fertile countryside, and soon an arbor family will share our immortality. A tree and me, a tree and me.
A tree and me, von dem Album Oscar Brown Jr. Tells It Like It Is. Die nächste Nummer von dieser Scheibe ist durch die Interpretation des Soul-Sängers Earl Wilson aus dem Jahr 1968 berühmt geworden. The Snake. Der Text dieses Songs ist inspiriert durch eine Fabel des griechischen Dichters Aesop und erzählt die Geschichte einer zartfühlenden jungen Frau, die am Morgen auf dem Weg zur Arbeit auf dem Boden eine gefrorene Schlange findet. Die Schlange bittet die Frau, sie mit sich nach Hause zu nehmen und sich um sie zu kümmern. Sie entspricht dieser Bitte und legt sie zu Hause neben dem Kamin auf einer seidenen Decke ab und bietet ihr Milch und Honig zum Mahl. Als sie nach der Arbeit zurückkehrt, findet sie die Schlange warm und zu neuem Leben erwacht. Glücklich nimmt sie sie hoch, umarmt sie und küsst sie heftig. Die bösartige Schlange erwidert diese Zärtlichkeit mit einem todbringenden Biss. Im Sterben fragt die junge Frau das Tier, warum es das getan hätte, obwohl sie sich doch um es gekümmert habe. Die Schlange erwidert: Sei still, du dumme Frau. Als du mich bei dir eingelassen hast, wusstest du, dass ich eine Schlange bin. Oscar Brown Jr. mit seiner Originalversion von The Snake.
On her way to work one morning down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake.
She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived.
Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake.
She clutched him to her bosom.
You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died.
She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. Instead of saying thanks, the snake gave her a vicious bite.
Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake.
I saved you,
cried the woman, and you bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die.
Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew darn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake.
The snake. Oscar Brown Jr. auf seinem Album Tells It Like It Is. Mit einer weiteren Nummer von dieser Platte knüpft Oscar Brown Jr. an seine persönliche Tradition an, bekannte Jazz-Standards in Songversionen zu präsentieren. In diesem Fall ist es die Miles Davis-Komposition All Blues.
The sea, the sky, and you and I. Sea and sky and you and I know all blues, all shades. All hues, all blues. Some blues are sad, but some are glad. Dark and sad, or bright and glad, they're all blues, all shades, all hues, all color, a color. The blues are more than a color. They are a moan of pain, a taste of strife, a sad refrain against which life is playing. Blues can be Lord, in a rainbow, a summer day that's fair,
a prayer that's prayed, lament that's made, or goodbye said. Some shade of blue is there, blue, heaven's blue. They are all blues. The sea, the sky, and you and I. And sky and you and I know all blues, all shades, all hues, all blues.
Oscar Brown Jr. mit seiner Version des Miles Davis Klassikers All Blues. Zu finden auf dem Album Oscar Brown Jr. Tells It Like It Is aus dem Jahr 1963. Rund ein Jahrzehnt später wird Oscar Brown Jr. zu einem Protagonisten der Soul Music. Etwa mit Alben wie dem 1972 erschienenen Moving On. Darauf zu finden der folgende Titel: A Ladies' Man.
Back as a boy, I longed to be the fellow women love to see and have them all consider me a ladies' man. I dreamed of Jeannie with delight and Mary moaning in the night as I became with all my might a ladies' man. Developed into a fuller flower, this throbbing thrust of manly power consumed my every waking hour, a ladies' man. I felt the urge, that awful itch. It mounted to a fever pitch. I had me girls, no matter which. A ladies' man, yeah. Ah, but the hottest fever cools those who won't face that fact are fools. For like all men, time overrules a ladies' man. What once was warm began to chill as Father Time enforced his will, until I wondered, am I still a ladies' man? At first I tried to hide my loss, pretending I was still the boss with girls who'd never come across a ladies' man. But they moved with too swift a step. I needed patience more than pep to keep alive my fading rep, a ladies' man. Don't get me wrong now, I'm not dead. My shoulders hold a damn good head. So joy has not completely fled a ladies' man. But it can never be the same. The vigor's vanished from my game. For reminiscing, can you blame a ladies' man? I look back on the life I've led. What might my powers have got instead had I not shot so much in bed? A ladies' man. What tricky trade might I have tried had I not laid preoccupied? But then who's ever satisfied? A ladies' man. The women I made frequently, each in her heart held secretly that she was really making me a ladies' man. A woman feels, a man may guess, that she conceals beneath her dress a trap in which she can possess a ladies' man. Yeah. She throws the bait, she shows the lure. There's no escaping, that's for sure. You're never really free when you're a ladies' man. Each fellow follows his own star,
but take no appetite too far. That's sound advice in case you are a ladies' man. But you call all this sour grapes. Devote yourself to willing rapes. And never mind what all escapes a ladies' man. All youth must feel betrayed by age. I'm reading from a later page. And you can't hear me at your stage. Therefore, my boy, enjoy your prime until your fateful date with time, when you can claim no longer I'm a ladies' man. Hey, there's a beauty, you agree? Got quite a body, hasn't she? Well, sock it to her once for me. A ladies' man. A ladies' man. Yeah, yeah. A ladies' man. A ladies'
man. A ladies' man. Oscar Brown Jr. als Soul Brother. Kehren wir zurück in die 1960er Jahre. Genauer zu dem Mitschnitt eines Konzerts, das Oscar Brown Jr. im Juli 1965 in Washington gegeben hat. Dabei wandte er sich mit folgendem musikalischen offenen Brief an die Regierenden: 40 Acres and a Mule.
You know, I always enjoy playing Washington, D.C. Makes me feel not only among friends, but close to the seat of government. Provides me with an opportunity to deliver, for example, this open letter pressed into my hands by a man on my street. If I'm not mistaken, I once read, back during that short spell I spent in school, where every slave set free was supposed to get, for slaving, 40 acres and a mule. Now, you know, telling how much work was done by my ancestors under slavery's rule, but sure as hell the total got to run at least 40 acres and a mule. Now, I'm not saying this to see folks sweat, because I'm not bitter, neither am I cruel, but ain't nobody paid for slavery yet about my 40 acres and my mule. We had a promise that was taken back. When we hollered, it was hush, be cool. Well, me, I'm being rowdy, hot, and black. I want my 40 acres and my mule. Don't tell me not to get myself upset. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of ghoul. Just answer quietly, when do I get my gun? Now 40 acres and my mule. No thanks, I'll take my own self out to lunch. No thanks, I'll dig me my own swimming pool and lay and play around with my own bunch. Yeah. I get 40 acres and a mule. Cause interest gotta go on, just like rent. I may be crazy, but I ain't no fool. 100 years of debt at 10% per year, per 40 acres and per mule. Now, add that up. Ooh, look at that. No wonder y'all call Grandma. great grandma Jewel. Just pay me that and call the whole thing square. Yes, Lordy, 40 acres and a mule.
Das Ende der heutigen Sendung führt mich zum Anfang meiner persönlichen Entdeckungsreise zu Oscar Brown Jr. Als ich nämlich in meiner Sendung Ende August zum Tode Sonny Hennigs, bei der ich auch die Cahoots mit ihrer Nummer Brother Where Are You vorgestellt hatte, auf den Autor dieses Songs gestoßen bin. Oscar Brown Jr. Hier also Oscar Brown Jr. mit Brother, Where Are You? Ebenfalls live mitgeschnitten 1965 at the Cellar Door in Washington, D.C.
Small boy walked down a city street, and hope was in his eyes as he searched the faces of the people he'd meet for one he could recognize. Brother, who passed him by was cold and as hard as stone, and the poor boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone. Brothers are we all, and yet it seems